Good morning. It's Commissioner Dennis Frazier from District 3 with my podcast for this week. Have to start off with some not so great news, I guess. Carroll County has reached a milestone in COVID cases. We've had over 2,000 in Carroll County, which sounds like a lot because, of course, it is a lot. It's 2,000. But percentage-wise to the population, we actually are doing very well. We're about half of the national average for percentage of other counties across the country. So that's pretty good. So I think we're doing a good job as best we can because COVID is here and people are going to get infected by it. But I think we're doing a good job with the masks and the social distancing and washing the hands and all that stuff because I think it is paying off for Carroll County, and I appreciate everything that everyone is doing. On that note, I took a trip a couple weeks ago. I went down to Nashville for a wedding. And it's just so different because when I'm down there doing various activities for the wedding and so forth, the people that live in Nashville or around, I guess they're all local people, they act like this is over. You walk around, I mean, there's big signs out there, and it's like this flashing signs you see on the highway. They're flashing, they're saying, no mask, go home. They can have the sign all they want. People are not paying attention to that sign. If you're downtown Nashville, which I was for one evening, it's packed. I had my mask on. I was kept social distancing. I had sanitizer and washed my hands and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, it was a couple of weeks ago and I feel fine. So I'm lucky. But it's just amazing the different parts of the country, how they treat this. And we actually stopped on the way down to Nashville because it is a 12-hour drive straight through. At least that's how long it took me, 12 hours. So we stopped in one small town and they have all the signs on the windows of the shops and the signs say, you know, masks must be worn, all this. The exceptions for wearing a mask. And this was not in Maryland, by the way. You know, we walk in the shop because my wife likes to shop. And no one's got a mask on. No one. Not the people working in the stores. Not any local people or other stuff. My wife and I are like the only two people in the place with a mask on. So it was just a little different parts of the country and where you go. But I'm very happy with the way we're handling this in Carroll County. I think we're doing the right things. And that's why our average is about half the national average of COVID cases. Quick note on the Supreme Court judge, if you read my letter to the editor, you know how I already feel about this. I do believe that whatever right in 2016 is right now. And if it wasn't right in 2016, it shouldn't have been done. But it was, I believe it was about 7 months before the election. There was a vacancy on the Supreme Court. Obama at that time tried to fill it. And the Senate said, nope, not this close to election. We're going to hold it off to after the election. And that was the way it was done. But now you have those exact same Republican senators out there saying, hey, we got to push this through. We got to do this. What's the difference? The difference is it's a Republican president with Republican Senate. And yes, they have a right to do it. The Constitution does not say, you know, last year of the president's office, he can't do this or that. I know it doesn't say that. But that's not what they did in 2016. Fair is fair. As a coach, as a wrestling coach, I've had some referees. An instance comes to mind where 1 week a move was called illegal by a referee, and I asked him to explain it, and he did. And I didn't like his explanation, but okay. The very next week, a different referee said the move was legal. Okay, but at least then it's two different referees. In this case, it's the exact same Republican senators saying one thing in 2016 and one thing in 2020. I don't like it, but that's what's happening. So I just want to throw that in there. I think you have to speak up for things that you think are unfair, and I think that's unfair. But going from the Supreme Court judge to our own local races here in Carroll County, we have judge vacancy open in Carroll County that the two people are running for. You have Laura Morton and Richard Titus running for a judgeship in Carroll County. Laura is a 27-year trial lawyer and attorney who's been working in this area, and Mr. Titus is now a judge, but I just want to bring this up that he was appointed to the bench because of a vacancy by the governor. And then at the 2018 election, there was because when you're appointed to fill someone's term. When that next election comes up, you have to run again, or you have to run for the first time in this instance to hold your seat. He did not hold a seat. Someone else was voted in, so he was voted out at that particular point. After the election, sometime after, there was another vacancy on the bench, and a governor again appointed Richard Titus again as a judge. You know, I'm just pointing all that out there. If I was Mr. Titus, I'd take it myself, but I don't know. But anyway, so you have two people there. They both have websites up because I went and checked them and I've read what they say. Just be informed, look at who's running, make an informed decision, because it might not be the Supreme Court judge we're voting on here, but it is a judge who's making decisions in Carroll County for people that you may know, could be family members, could be close friends, but even if it's not, there's people in your community that they're making decisions about. So I think it's important to know what they've done. You can see Judge Titus's record. If you like what he's done, vote for him. If you don't like what he's done, look at Laura Morton's website. Make an informed decision is all I'm asking for. We also have another local race for the Board of Education. There's four candidates. There's two open seats. Two of the candidates, Ms. Herbert is a current board member, and Ms. Savigli are both current board members. Ms. Savigli is currently the president of the Board of Education. Ms. Herbert, I believe, is the vice president currently, now because they do change every now and then. But they're both on the board right now. If you watch the Board of Ed meetings lately, you can see what their opinions are, which is fantastic. It's always good to have background information on people that you're voting for. So those two are running. They're both incumbents. There's also two other people running. You have Ms. Harrison, who was on the Board of Education before. I believe she was on for 10 years. The reason she's not on at this current time, because the rule was put on for two term limits of Board of Education members. She filled a seat originally. I believe she filled it for 2 years. It was appointed to that seat, then ran and won, and then ran and won, and then was termed out. So she's running again. A lot of experience behind her on that front. And Ms. Brooks is also running. She's the chair of the Community Advisory Council, which works with Carroll County Public Schools. Again, go look at these individuals' websites. Go find out some information about them. See what you can before you make a vote, because this is very important too. I mean, if you know, keep track of what's happening with the Board of Ed, say over the last 5 or 6 years, there's a lot going on. I mean, we had the shuttering of schools. We've had, now with the COVID, the virtual learning and all this other stuff, and they make those decisions. They're a separately elected board. They make those decisions. They should, and they do. Look and see what's being done. See what these people are saying. Do they agree with your views? Do they not agree with your views? Do you like what you're doing or not like what you're doing? Make an informed vote, because it does make a difference. I mean, these are local races, and actually local politics affects you the most. How your local tax dollars are spent depends on how much money, in one instance, goes to the school system, how much money goes to paving roads, how much goes to the police. All those are local decisions made by local politicians. So we have, in my opinion, two big races coming up here locally for the judge in Carroll County between Ms. Morton and Mr. Titus, and for the school board between Ms. Herbert, Ms. Harrison, Ms. Brooks, and Ms. Savigli. Please go to the websites, find as much information as you can. I have people all the time emailing me, texting me, and asking me what's my opinion of this person or that person. Who do I think is a good candidate or good prospect for this particular? And I like that they do that. I give them my opinion when I'm asked for it. And then I always say, check their website, see what you think. Because yes, of course, I think my opinion's right, but it might not match up with what someone else thinks. So do your homework, do your due diligence, and please, please vote. Because there's another election that some of you might heard about. It's for the president coming up at the same time. Get out there and vote. But vote for the undercard races as well, because those local races are very, very, very important. Make sure your voice is heard. Get out and vote. Do what you think is the right thing for Carroll County and the country. That's all we can ask for. Get out and vote. With that, I see my time is almost up. Until next time, have a good week. Commissioner Dennis Frazier from District 3 signing off.